Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think for older people, I think they really need to understand that this product will give you the energy that you need to sustain throughout a day. Right now, I just can't hardly make it through the day. If I don't start my day, I'm taking three of each every day. Yeah, it's I'm a flag waver for the product. I believe in it. I know it's helping me. I feel more satisfied that I've got my energy level for the day. And, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working over at my mom's house to get it ready to sell. It's just unbelievable. I guarantee you, if you saw me compared to the rest of the guys that are 74, yeah, you'd think them boys is ready for the couch. And I'm going strong all day long and have been for quite some time now.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Well, doesn't dream of reading government workbooks and solving nonsensical math problems. Common Core. Because all the good little communist countries are doing it. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Stop waiting and start looking for the...
Thank you very much. To every family across our nation, the First Lady and I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. For Christians, this is a joyous time to remember God's greatest gift to the world. More than 2,000 years ago, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. He said, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God." The angel told her that she would give birth to a baby boy, Jesus, who would be called the Son of the Most High. 9 months later, Christ was born in the town of Bethlehem. The Son of God came into the world in a humble stable. As Christians everywhere know, the birth of our Lord and Savior changed history forever. At Christmas, we give thanks to God and that God sent His only Son to die for us and to offer everlasting peace to all humanity. More than two millennia after the birth of Jesus Christ, His teachings continue to inspire and uplift billions and billions of people all over the globe. His divine word still fills our hearts with hope and faith, and Christians everywhere still strive to live by Jesus' timeless commandment to His disciples, love one another. Above all, during the sacred season, our souls are full of thanks and praise for Almighty God for sending us Christ, His Son, to redeem the world. Tonight we ask that God will continue to bless this nation, and we pray that He will grant every American family a Christmas season full of joy, hope, and peace. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, Merry Christmas to all, and best wishes for a very, very great and happy New Year. Thank you.
Beautiful Christmas message. I absolutely applaud from every space in my heart Trump's Christmas message and President Trump's Christmas message. And in fact, on Friday, I talked about how different it was from prior presidents like Obama and the potato head Biden, whatever he would offer up for a Christmas message as president, if he was ever able to be president. It would never be that. It would never be what you just heard.
No.
That Christ saves mankind. It would never be even close to that. In fact, Obama couldn't even mention the word Christ. Couldn't even talk about the story of Christmas. He could only talk about holiday lights and getting together with family. That was it. So just in contrast, can I just applaud President Trump for giving us the right and correct message to celebrate the actual birth of Christ, which is what Christmas is.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
We are live, and we'll actually take your calls, 888-673-1450. Happy to do so. Boy, has it been a year.
Yes, it has.
And I say that in all...
But you're getting ahead of yourself, Kate.
Really?
Yeah, the New Year's show is not till after Christmas.
That's right. That's right. I got to keep it straight. You know, I just want to kick all this stuff out the door so we can get through some of this, because there are some things I'd like to play in the show today. But Dr. Pesta might be joining us. It kind of depends on if he can finish up some of the things he has to do in order to come on the show. And so we'll see if he is able to call in. But here's the deal. Congressman Thomas Massey, he said $700 million is for Sudan, is in this $900 billion stimulus.
How much?
$700 million for the Sudan.
Million or billion?
Million. The Sudan is kind of a key. If anyone has noticed, we're over in Sudan a lot. We've got a lot going on in Sudan. They're a key kind of pivotal location, place for many things that have to happen for...
In North Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 We've talked about it on the show. Where they are location-wise, there's just a lot of reason why we've had troops over there in ongoing battles and everything else. Sudan is a very important piece strategically located to many things China wants to do. And seems that China has a pretty big presence there, and we don't seem to mind that. Okay, I have to say that the $600 paychecks that are going to everybody.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wow, $600 will surely save a life of our money, of our tax money. It's $166 billion of the 900. Only $166 billion of it is in the direct checks out to Americans. Mm-hmm. So when they say it's all about us, our tax money going back to us is really what that is. No, because over 80%, again, just like the trillion-dollar bill, over 80% again is going right back to government. Can't make that up, so I just thought I'd let you know on that one what's going to be happening there. And nobody's going to say anything about it. In fact, the congressmen weren't even allowed to read the bill before. They weren't even given it 24 hours before.
You know, that seems to be a regular thing anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's
they're representing us, but they're not allowed to read the bill.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing as saying we're not allowed to read the bill.
Yeah, you're right.
If our representatives can't read it, we can't read it.
You're right.
That alone qualifies for another 1776.
One would think. Yeah. In fact, when the Fed, the monetary people in the Fed write the bill, and then they tell the congressman that they can't read it, but they're going to be passing it. We're to that point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to get that right. Now, solar winds. President keeps mentioning solar winds. They're a big piece of the puzzle in the fraud. By the way, 6 states have not been called yet. Let me repeat that. 6 states have not been called. 6 states. Okay, just want to make sure we were all aware of that, Potato Head is not our president. Bin Laden, Biden, same thing. Anyway, Biden is not president-elect, yet the media will tell you he is. The UK announced they were going to go into a stage 4 lockdown over the weekend based on COVID. A secondary COVID, though. This one's a different one. This one's a second one that's bigger and badder than the first one.
Hmm.
I thought the first one was so bad we had to wear masks because it was reminiscent of a 1600s plague.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the second one is even worse. They're going to make you that miserable. They're going to lock you down and make you that miserable until you concede to get that vaccine. That's not medicine and not a vaccine.
Well, haven't they already admitted that the vaccine probably isn't going to work on the new mutated COVID in England?
Mm-hmm. But they want you to get multiple doses of something. And I'm telling you that what's in that vial is not medicine. Okay. All right. So there's that. Yeah. Patrick Byrne, from CEO of Overstock, was in the meeting where Mark Meadows, the sellout, was trying to, and deep stater, was trying to get Trump to concede. So was everybody else around him. Donald Trump is surrounded by traitors in the White House. Surrounded. Yep. I think Jenna Ellis is part of that group. I don't trust Rudy. I don't trust anyone around Trump. I think that that they are all working on behalf of somebody else's, and they're all on somebody else's payroll.
Well, I don't know what you base that on, because so far all I've seen is everybody that's been in his inner circle has eventually turned on him.
Yeah, I can't imagine where I'm pulling that from.
No, they all have.
Yeah, they have. Hi, caller. Welcome to the National Show. How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm good. Thank you.
You're live. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Yes. I wanted to say again, I appreciate you and Uncle Milty's optimism.
Thank you.
And with regarding Trump, I just shake my head, because when he was elected in 2016, so many people were afraid that when the Electoral College would vote, that the deep state would twist it and they would not vote for him. But they did. And then the next thing was, people started worrying that when January 6th came around, somehow the deep state would interfere with that and he wouldn't be elected.
Right.
But that failed. Then inauguration came, and people were afraid something was going to end. And then we had the Russian collusion. And every single time, the Trump supporters, which I'm one, they start worrying. And every time, it works out okay. And you'd think that we'd learned by now that things are going to work out. And the other thing is, watching the rallies and everything, I was so blown away and happy about all the prayer and the call for prayer and people saying that we need to rely on God. Well, we still need to rely on God. And we shouldn't stop praying and everything. We're looking at the wrong places.
In a way,
it reminds me of when Moses went to Pharaoh and he said, you know, let my people go. And people got all excited, and Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. And the people got all bummed out. And this kept going on. And then finally, Moses, you know, was told to take him. And they were all happy and jubilant. And then they come up across the Red Sea. And now they start panicking again. I mean, come on, guys.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Yep. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. We got to go to a break soon, but thank you. You make a great point. And you know what? We are still, the majority of this country, a godly people that have been praying for miracles and praying for intervention. And we know that's the only way we got this country was through divine intervention. So can this happen again? Yes. Yes. This is... I absolutely feel still in my gut of guts that that we could see some big, huge things happen in January that we would like to see. So, you know what? I really am not super worried. By the way, Congressman Thomas Massey, I love him. He put up that you could put, you could buy with your stimulus check 6 gallons and 1 quart of Pelosi's favorite ice cream.
That's where my money's going.
I saw a picture of her, and the only song that came to mind was, do your boobs hang low? Do they waddle to and fro? It was pretty bad, guys. They were down to her waist. Just saying, good old Nance. Good old Nance of Pelosi. Ugh, these people. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
We first need truth on earth.
Yeah.
You know, I kept hearing the peace on earth, and I kept thinking to myself, no, we can't get peace on earth. And I know people say that, and I know they say it with conviction, just peace on earth. I just want peace. No, I want truth on earth. That's what I want. I hope you want that too.
Your truth or my truth?
Oh, well, you know what I'd love to, let me play this for you. This is the story behind I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Here you go.
I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day is based on a poem written on Christmas Day in 1863 by the famous poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who taught here at Harvard University. Longfellow was still grieving over his wife's accidental death by domestic fire 3 years earlier, a tragic event that permanently scarred his face. He'd also just learned that his son, a lieutenant in the Army of the Potomac during the Civil War, had been wounded in battle. The crippling news about his son, plus the throes of the drawn-out war, greatly added to Longfellow's depression. And in despair, he began to write the poem, Christmas Bells. While he deliberated, in a melancholy mood, Longfellow heard church bells pealing with the good news of Christmas, causing his demeanor to change. And thus what had begun with a sense of melancholy ended on this more hopeful note. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. John Baptist E. Calkin, an English organist, composed the original bell-like music for I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day around 1872. Although it may have been someone else who combined the words and music, a more recent tune by Johnny Marks, the same Johnny Marks of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fame, is the arrangement found in Ron Clancy's American Christmas Classics, and sung by none other than the great American icon and recording star, Kate Smith, who captures the essence of the carol with her magnificent voice.
Love it. It's a great reminder. It really is. I think for all of us, that what a message that brings. You know, it might feel that the crooks are taking over, that they will not face justice, that all the crime that's taking place in the light of day is going unnoticed, that the media is providing the cover, that they're raiding the coffers, which they are, that everything is going on, but they have to steal the White House in order to take it. Because nobody on earth would have ever voted for this bobblehead of a man named Biden. So I know it. You know it. God isn't dead. Right does prevail. Truth always wins. Truth always prevails. And I really, really do believe that. I mean, who on earth could listen to a reel of Biden and think for 2 seconds that anyone could have ever voted for this complete and total potato head is beyond me. Let me give you a little snippet. Here you go.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing. You know how we talk about it. Are we the people?
He doesn't folks, even know what he's saying.
We gotta, it's just, yeah. But you gotta, I mean, we gotta reassure, look, my message to everybody I talk to is play the radio, make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone, make sure the kids hear words.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping
on
my lap.
Are they the roaches?
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Mm-hmm. Poor kids sure are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
That's my favorite.
You know, there's a during World War II, you know, where Roosevelt came up with a thing, you know, was totally different than he called it the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You know, there's that great philosopher, and he talked about Jill puts notes up on my mirror.
I'm sure
she
does.
Wants me to, where I shave, to get messages across to me.
Uh-huh.
And what presidents say matter.
Uh-huh.
The former vice president suggests the black community lacks diversity of thought.
We choose truth over facts.
Biden complimented the town before incorrectly identifying which state he was speaking in.
Joe Biden forgot he was in a video live stream and abruptly walked off camera.
And I spent an hour and a half today on the telephone. Uh-huh. I mean, on what we're doing right now on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Biden making a series of unusual rhetorical detours at the town hall dedicated to health care.
Imagine what would have happened if, God forbid, Barack Obama had been assassinated after becoming the de facto nominee. It would be $154 billion.
2.5 million, excuse me, 300,000.
Like 600 plus thousand people. There's
I
missed what it is.
It would put 720 million million women back in the workforce.
We have 331
roughly
million
25%
people.
Of their, I think it was 54, don't hold me to that, 54%, over 500 miles a day, 250 miles a day.
150 million people have been killed since 2007, more than all the wars, including Vietnam.
Okay, and then this.
All of you are committed to my husband, and I respect that. Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, healthcare
everything
than Joe is.
Yep.
But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better. But your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
Wow. If you think... If you think anyone actually went to the polls for that man in large number, I don't know how anyone could believe it. So truth will prevail. I do believe that. I do believe in goodness. I believe in optimism. I believe in mankind. I do. And I just can't imagine that they could pull over something so big on the American people as this. So... I think we only disagree really on the fallout. Don't you think, you and me?
I think what we really disagree on is where we are on the time scale.
Okay.
I think we're full up. You think we have some more garbage to eat.
I think we have a lot more garbage to eat. I think we're fat and happy and don't want to get in any entanglements. And I don't think that that's going to prevail in something large happening on the violent front. And I really don't.
And all I think about are entanglements.
I think that truth still can prevail. I think miracles can happen. I think that's why we had the last 4 years was to kind of expose some of the dark. And what do you think?
I think miracles are a whole different thing. I believe in miracles, and I believe miracles can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe I'm not going to sit around and wait for the miracle in case it doesn't happen. Because God's a little bit ticked off with us, by the way, in case you didn't know it.
Yeah.
We kill a lot of babies.
Uh-huh.
We kill a lot of old people.
Yep.
God's not real happy with us.
Got a little genocide going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, on both fronts. We are. We're judged for that. I do believe that. I also do believe that we have a lot more people that still pray to God, that are still understanding who is the source of comfort in this world. And I do believe that for a nation like that, we still stand to get some miracles. I do. I wouldn't write us off yet, but I don't feel that we would have the reaction of violence toward the steel. I don't. I just don't think that the people are in that mode.
I vehemently disagree with that statement.
I know you do.
Because it's not about writing us off. Defending ourselves and turning back to the Constitution, even if it has to be done the way it was done in 1776.
Okay, but when I said write us off, I meant that we still, I think, are a nation that can deserve the miracles we pray for. I wouldn't write us off to the point where this nation would not deserve a miracle. While we are still a God-fearing nation, which I believe we are for the most part, then we are still in this game.
So you mean God hasn't written us off?
Yes. Yes.
Not us.
No. No. But I don't think that we are the type to create a violent conflict over the steal that is so blatant and obvious. I don't think we're there. I know you roll your eyes. I don't think we're there.
I like to bring it down to a little closer level. If somebody stole your car... Would you do anything about it?
Would I do anything about it? Yes.
Yeah, what?
No, I would do something about it.
Of course you would.
But I wouldn't be violent about it.
What if they were violent about it?
I would
when
only defend myself.
When you went to get it back.
I'd only defend myself.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Well,
we're defending ourselves.
I don't agree. I don't think that the mass public is there. I don't think they want it. I think what they'll do, if I had to gauge human nature, is that they will say, especially this group that they're getting stolen from, the majority of the nation, not the liberal jerks. I'm talking about the majority of the nation. They will wait out 4 years. They will see what's going on with this nation. We will see that the right is as guilty as the left. We will see all this come forward, if that's the case, in the next 4 years. But they will wait it out till the next election, gearing towards that as their hope. That's what I feel.
Until the next election or until their children come home with their Chinese language books.
Yeah, and their COVID vaccine that changes them internally. Yeah. And I do feel like I wish we were a different nation in that regard. We're not that nation. We're not. We're just simply not. We're not there yet. Not enough has been taken from us. We're seeing the steal. We're seeing this, and we know what Biden brings. It's complete communism. We don't believe that our nation would get there. We don't believe that our nation, we don't truly believe it. We see all the signs, but we don't believe it yet.
Well, they're going to feel it here pretty soon.
Yeah, we are. But I do believe in miracles, and I actually still believe in my gut of guts that Trump could pull off a miracle and stay in. But that does not mean that the right and left under him, which is the majority of the cabal, that they are going to stop in any way of bringing forth this communism. The only reason that I have hope in Trump actually winning is the fact that he could expose more of it to wake more people up about it. But I don't think it would actually stop, because both sides are in on it. Both sides. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Turnbull of the Highland Infantry. In Flanders Field I fought the Hun. And there I fell, but I've a tale to tell of the Christmas I witnessed at the front. 'Twas early Christmas morning when we heard the strangest sound. A silence crept through no man's land. And the next we knew, a German gunner crew had crossed the halfway line to shake our hands. We were enemies one day and brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes. 'Twas a sight I wish all mankind could have seen. That Christmas 1914. For 3 days we played football, 3 nights we drank and sang. Till it came time to say farewell. Then we went to ground just like that, we all were back in hell. We were enemies one day, brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes, and we showed the world that peace was not a dream. That Christmas 1914. 2 weeks later I was buried while the war ran on and on, till 30 million lost their lives. But don't weep for me beneath this poppy field, for I saw paradise before I died. We were enemies one day, brothers the next. We shared photographs and beer and schnapps, jokes and cigarettes, and I came to understand what Christmas means. That Christmas 1940.
Love it. You know, we've shared that show or that message many, many times about what brought forth that 1914 moment of peace. And we've said again and again, we need truth before we can ever grab peace again. And we showed it in that moment, but we could have lasting peace if we just had more truth. Mm-hmm. So I wish truth on earth and goodwill toward men. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just an awesome supplement that I love, and I want to make sure that you're getting that for you and your family so that you can actually be healthy, because it has nothing to do with anything else but just pure health. And put my name in as the code, K-A-T-E, and get that supplement for you and your family. You'll love it, and I'm grateful for it, actually. I welcome you back to the show. We'll take your calls. Where do you think we stand? Do you agree with Milty, or do you really agree with me? You know you do. And, you know you agree with me.
And don't take into consideration the name of the show.
No, I'm serious. I know it's the harsh reality. I'm just trying to remind us of the harsh reality that we're up against. Number one, I feel that we still have some miracles to play out. Number two, I'm very optimistic, actually. When people talk to me off the air, they ask me if I'm actually as optimistic as I sound on the radio. Yeah, I am. And the second thing is no, I don't believe we're at a place where we would do anything about it. And I know that sounds harsh, but I just don't think we're there. And I'm just trying to be the realist. Can you imagine me being the realist in this situation? Look at him roll his eyes. It's the truth. I'm just saying the truth. Anyway. Yeah. All right. We'll take your calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
A really great gift
uh-huh.
Jesus gave us.
Yes.
Was when the deceivers come against us.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell them with his authority and his name to get behind us.
Yeah.
And they have to, and it really twists their tail.
Yep, at the end.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Amazing.
Merry
Christmas. In fact, God does win. Truth does prevail. There are miracles, and I believe in them. I really do. I'm never so discouraged in any of this that I've ever thought that that truth wouldn't prevail, because it always does.
Well, I'm not discouraged either. I'm just impatient.
Okay. See? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I have to agree with Uncle Milty.
You think we're going into some sort of violent situation?
I think it is definitely
really
a possibility. If we are unable to bring forth the truth of how corrupt this situation that we're in is,
uh-huh.
Then I think there are enough people out there who are fed up to the point to where they will see no other choice but to bring violence.
Really? You really think that? Okay.
I do.
All right.
It's going to come.
Okay.
It's going to come sometime.
Well.
Let's get it over with.
Yeah. I just don't think it'll come in time. Thank you for that. I really don't. I know that sounds... I just... Knowing human nature and knowing the way we are and the way we've always been...
We haven't always been.
I think we don't think we're going to ever resort to that. Mm.
They didn't think so in 1776.
Yeah, well.
You were in the majority then, you know, back then, when you had your little bonnet on.
Oh, whatever. All I'm saying is I don't think we know what it's like to even want to give up everything we have in order to fight for something that hard. I think that we expect the right to be done. We just don't want to have to be the ones that make it happen.
You don't have to give up everything you have if you win.
Okay. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, you
Hi there.
Hi, Hilton.
Go right ahead. Who do you think is right
I'll
on this?
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Brad Olson. I listened to him last night on the radio, and his book is powerful, the one he just wrote. And he said that in 2016, Obama entered a bill, and it passed Congress, that no one on TV could be sued for lying.
Yeah, that happened in 2012. It was actually part of an act that went through in the 40s for foreign lying to foreign countries about what we're doing. And then it extended itself into America so that the press could actually have no liability at all in lying to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they can do? They can just take everything away from us, but they can't take the Heavenly Father out of my heart.
Yep, there you go. Thank you so much for that. In fact, it's called the Smith-Mundt Act.
Yeah, it was also called the Propaganda Authorization Act.
Yeah, it was disgusting, and Obama was behind a lot of disgusting stuff. So was Bush, and especially Bush Sr. and Clinton, and you can just keep going all the way back.
Obama did his job.
Yeah, he did.
He did it well.
Oh, he did. For the deep state, they loved Obama. This is why they continue to talk so nicely about him and gave him the peace awards and everything else. It's exactly why. I'm telling you, I have a lot of faith in this country. I do. And I have a lot of faith that God would prevail, and that if you have to steal an election as boldly and blatantly as they're doing it, how sad is that? How sad would it be if you actually had a conscience and a heart? And if Biden is still around, who knows, maybe they put in some duplicate of Biden, because he sure doesn't look like he looked. And Trump made reference to that, by the way. He said, boy, hasn't Biden changed looks-wise. Because it's not the same stuttering, moronic Biden in the press as much anymore. Have you noticed that? But anyway, I digress. So if you still had a conscience and a heart, and you had to stand there and fake the whole inauguration and fake the whole win, how hollow. And you know, that's why truth always prevails at the end, because there's no reward in the scum lying. There's no reward in getting it the way they're getting it. And at the end of the day, it doesn't provide the joy. And nothing can take away the truth of that, of what I just said. There's nothing that can change that. And as much as they want to fake it and say that they did, and the whole nation knows they didn't get it. How would you like that? How would you like to be sitting there on a day when it's supposed to be so congratulatory, and you know the nation knows you lied and did everything under the sun to get that?
Well,
so disgusting.
When you ask that question, are you asking those people out there that have a conscience, or those that don't have a conscience?
Well, yeah. And you know what? All I know is that Christmas is a wonderful time, and I'm glad that this is happening now. I really am, at Christmas time, because Christmas is a wonderful reminder of the truth that exists in this world. Yeah. And it's the only thing really at the end of the day that I know is absolutely true. Everything else we could argue about, and you could have your side and I could have my side on anything, any topic you want to bring up. But there's only so many truths that actually prevail, and God is that truth. So I know that. So at the end of the day, I know that, and I know that Christmas Day is Christmas Day. And yes, I do know when it actually happened, and I know that our celebratory day falls on the 25th of December. I know that too. But I'm telling you that I know that that's real. So because my faith is based on that, there's really nothing in politics that can even touch that. I just know that true happiness is in truth and goodness. And there's nothing good about the people that are occupying the lie. And they won't ever be able to feel that. I feel sad for them that they would never be able to feel any joy or any happiness from lying. Right? So I know that.
Yep.
You can't feel happiness and joy from lying. There's no source of truth there. And at the end of the day, you take everything else away, they don't have anything.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
They have nothing. So I always want to be on the side of truth and righteousness and goodness. And that's why I love being able to kind of have the overall meaning of the season, the truth about this season, the understanding of it, because it takes my mind off of all the lies and puts everything into perspective. And there's nothing else that can do that for me. That's why I love it so much. There's so much truth out there, and you know, let them have their lies. Let them have their lies. There's nothing in it. It's vacant. It's nothing. And I'll sit here with my truth, and it feels a lot better. I'd rather have nothing but truth.
Yep.
And we might not have anything but truth at the end of this, why the right and the left are stealing, you know, from the coffers in there, and they are hoodlums and doing what they do. You know, Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, was in that meeting and said that Mark Meadows and all the rest were trying to talk Trump into conceding, and they're all such deep staters. There's so many of them that there's only, I think, what we could count on one hand that would be relevant in Washington that would not be on this train of lies. And I think, you know, how sad for all of them that they can't find any happiness in this life. That they would be willing to sell their souls and to sell their who they are for what? The cash?
More cash than they can ever use or spend. Even.
Yeah.
That's the amazing
Funny,
part.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah. They think they can somehow.
I know. It's just amazing to me. So, you know, as things progress and as we look at more lies and more lockdowns, for this whole lying scenario of COVID. We've been through a whole year of lies. May truth prevail. May truth on earth prevail, not peace. Peace only comes from truth. So you got to have truth. We're asking for the wrong thing. It's kind of like drain the swamp. No, you got to drain the media. You got to drain the cover for the swamp. Then the swamp gets exposed. And I'm grateful. Aren't you grateful for the last 4 years of liars that have been exposed? These
Yes.
people have been exposed, and it's been amazing to watch, and I'm grateful for it. Eyes have been opened. No longer is a conspiracy a theory. Amen, brother. So I'm actually happy about all of those things that have happened, and I'm glad that we got to see firsthand, you know, at least the questioning of these hooligans. That we're used to just getting away with murder. And I mean murder, literally. I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful to know what I know. What a gift from God this has been. To be able to understand what truth feels like. Because I'll tell you, my gut, I've always followed my gut. Haven't you, Uncle Milty?
Pretty much.
And I know what my gut tells me about this, and it's usually right on the money. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We have so many special things ahead in the next hour. This is the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Be right back.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're